It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our first time chatting with her here in this basketball season. She knows I love women's college basketball. That will be Sloan Martin from the Big Ten Network joining us here on the Lake Show, talking all things basketball. Sloan, how you been?
Been doing pretty good. I got hoops on right now, actually. So that's just kind of where you'll find me for the next several weeks as well.
Well, currently right now, I am looking at Unrivaled. I'm looking at a basketball game with the Unrivaled League, and I also have South Carolina and Tennessee on as we currently speak as well. They just started the fourth quarter, so I'm all in, as you know.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And that's, you know, honestly, that's the interesting thing about Unrivaled is you have nights like this. I mean, people can pop on the other screen, the other device, but it's good when there's too much to choose from, especially when we're in this, you know, pre-Super Bowl kind of couple weeks.
Yeah, and I love the fact, and we'll get to the Gopher women here in a second, but I just love women's college basketball. I've always been a fan, attended games, supported friends of mine that played women's college basketball back in the 90s. One thing I love about this current moment is, to me, Tennessee, and I know that Tennessee's not all the way back to what they were with Pat Summitt, but that college program and the historical significance of Tennessee Lady Vol basketball, it's impactful. It's meaningful to have them be relevant again.
They are. And it's an interesting case because they kind of went into a slump there for several years because they hired a longtime Pat Summitt assistant. That's not always the key to success, is kind of continuing that longevity. Sometimes you really need someone to inject something fresh. This new coach is my age, in her mid-30s, and she comes in with this totally different style. She does line changes, Henry. I don't know how much you've been able to watch while you're obviously working and doing the show, but a very interesting style that clearly South Carolina is stifling, to say the least, tonight.
And this is her first game back since having a baby.
A week ago, Henry. I can't even believe it. 1 week.
I know. For the love of the game, Sloan, for the love of the game. Hey,
coaches are psychos, and I say that in the best way possible. That's how they're able to do what they do.
All right, let's talk some Gopher women basketball here for a second, because I just love everything that's going on with Coach Plitzelweiss, her program. Right now, currently, the Gophers are 18-3, 6-3 in the Big Ten. I think the resurgence of this program, the way that people are getting behind what's happening there, just kind of talk about the evolution of a new brand of Gopher basketball on the women's side here the last couple of seasons.
You know, it's been interesting to look at the Gophers, because you're right, they're trying to make the tournament for the first time, Henry, since 2018. That is a long time to be out from the NCAA tournament, especially with the recruiting hotbed that we have right here in the Twin Cities. There's urgency to get back as quickly as possible. And it's interesting to look at the Gophers this season, Henry, because I had them at one of those kind of appetizer Big Ten games. So I had them at Nebraska in December, and the men and women do this where you just have one or two games in December and then circle back to conference play for real come January. And they were undefeated, started 10-0, were destroying opposing teams. And I thought, well, how much can we take from this? You look at the level of talent that they were playing, the competition at the net rankings. It just wasn't very high. They weren't playing Power 5 teams. And you're thinking, all right, how is this going to match up? What can I really learn and take from this team right now? Then they frankly got trounced by Nebraska, who's turned out to be a very solid team this year. And you're thinking, well, are they going to be prepared for the Big Ten portion of the season by just blowing teams out? They had had games, multiple games, 40-point wins, and, you know, thinking about the development of this team, what does it all mean? At this point right now, Henry, this team is legit. They truly are. If you look at things that I tend to look at to just kind of get an overarching look at a team, offensive rating, defensive rating, they're top 15, top 10 in the country in both of those categories. They are top 3 in the country in fewest turnovers per game. You look at the development of someone, their point guard, Amaya Battle, how much more efficient she is cutting her turnovers in half. Mallory Heyer, who's such a kind of a blue-collar, lunch pail kind of player who does anything that's asked of her, doesn't get the spotlight enough. You have Annika Stewart off the bench, who is fantastic with her efficiency as well, especially from long range. There's just so many contributions you're getting that this team that could have folded, that could have hunched their shoulders after Mara Braun has been out indefinitely now for weeks at this point. We don't know if she's coming back. They have been incredibly strong, incredibly resilient, and they're not a team you want to face in the Big Ten.
Yeah, we're talking to Sloan Martin from the Big Ten Network. She is, you know, play-by-play broadcast for every single network, whether it's Fox Sports, NBC Sports, everybody out there. She's joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830-WCCO. And that was going to be my follow-up question. Like, any indication as to when Mara Braun could be back? I mean, because she...
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
She's a difference maker. Like, she's a star. She's a stud. And they have weathered the storm with her being out. But this is another year in which her injury situation is kind of, it's hindered their plans for how great they can be together.
Yeah, and it's so tough. And you feel for her so much, too, who is just such a light of a person. Everyone talks so much about who she is as a player, as a person, as a teammate. So, you know, obviously hoping for as quick a recovery as possible. And part of the reason is what you mentioned, Henry, the reason they have been able to be so resilient is the play of freshman Tori McKinney, another local product who has been able to step right in, bring the intensity, especially defensively, look so poised on the offensive end. All we know about Mara at this point is that she continues to be out indefinitely. And it's something where I think they're keeping that window open in case she is able to come back. She broke a bone in this same foot at the end of last season, returned briefly for their WNIT run,
yep.
And she hurt it again. Then she missed the championship game and then tried to return this season. It happened again, non-contact. So I think there is this approach of being as cautious as possible and thinking about her long-term as well. And it doesn't help, or I should say it doesn't hurt, that the team has continued to win games even in her absence too. So I'm sure it's just a caution, precautionary, long-term view, but hopefully she can be back and overcome this.
Are you having much more fun this year covering the Big Ten and broadcasting games, knowing that we have those additions in there with UCLA and USC and Oregon?
Oh, it is super fun. You know, it felt, I think, for everybody, Henry, and I would be lying if I said anything differently. It was a little bit weird at first, especially for me. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I grew up going to games at Pauley Pavilion because it was easier for me to get to Westwood than downtown Los Angeles to see USC. These were the teams that I grew up going to see their games. So to have them come out here and be in my territory was like, huh? But I think you see the additions that they have. UCLA should be a Final Four, if not a national championship team. USC is right there in that conversation as well. Oregon brings such a strong legacy of success as they continue to rebuild that program too. And then Washington has caught a lot of teams off guard. They're the best three-point shooting team in the Big Ten as well. So it's brought a different kind of flavor, I think, too. More prominence as well to an already strong conference. You would have had Ohio State and Maryland be the favorites, but then here come UCLA and USC just parading on in to say, hey, we're here and ready to win this thing and have the Big Ten championship run through Los Angeles of all places. So it's been an interesting dynamic. I'm really impressed with how all these teams have been able to play, with the travel being a factor, which is completely undeniable at this point. So what they've been able to do, the attention that they're bringing, the recognition, I just think it's been such a fun thing this season, and all completely different styles of play too, which, by the way, when we talk about these new teams, Lauren Betts, for me, I keep thinking not even Big Ten player of the year potentially over JuJu, maybe national player of the year at this point with the way that she's leading that number one team.
I was just going to ask you about player of the year. I was going to ask you your thoughts on who potentially could win it. Look, we all love Paige. Paige misses a few games every now and then because of an injury. JuJu is just unbelievable. I think that JuJu is just a rock star. Who right now do you think are the top, let's say, three candidates for the award?
This is coming from me, too, who just saw Paige a couple days ago at Creighton on Fox, and it was fantastic to be able to see her and, you know, this being announced as her final season as well. So she's very fresh on my mind, too. If I had to pick a top three right now, Henry, and this might be as wide open as I maybe just in recent memory here, the last couple of years for sure, to me it is Lauren Betts, I think, number one. When you look at the totality of her impact offensively, the fact that she is a 20-15 machine, she flirted with a blocks triple-double a couple times this season, including this week as well. If you look at the analytics of how she affects the game defensively, protects the paint, protects the rim, that's what makes a number one team a number one team. It's not just that she's 6'7". Certainly that helps, but her skill, her IQ, her ability to impact the game for the number one team in the country, the only remaining undefeated team, Henry, 20-0 this season, just an incredible jaw-dropping year so far. She would probably go number one for me. Number two would be Paige Bueckers, because she is remarkable in everything that she does. We talked to Gina Auriemma, as I mentioned a couple days ago, and he said, the way that she's able to manage a game, she is in complete control. She is someone who can look for her shot, distribute to her teammates. One of the most efficient players in the country as a point guard who takes a lot of shots from long range, from deep. It is remarkable, her skill and her IQ. And then number three for me would be Hannah Hidalgo of Notre Dame. Notre Dame, I think, is another potential Final Four team as well. someone else who also impacts the game offensively and defensively. If you have not watched Notre Dame basketball, they also have great players. Olivia Miles is also remarkable to watch too, so electric. But Hannah Hidalgo might be like nothing you've ever seen before. If you're not familiar with women's basketball, she is.
Oh, she's a she's unbelievable.
Just a spark plug in every way. Those are three players to me that I think maybe are separating themselves right now. Juju can go in that category as well. USC has had a fantastic season, but I think that is going to be a real battle, those three players, I think.
Hey, real quick, one final question before we let you go, and this is WNBA related. Yesterday we had the championship weekend with the NFL games, and we had the Chiefs winning. We had the Commanders falling to the Eagles. And so everybody was kind of locked in on those NFL games. But one thing that I peeped out yesterday evening was the blockbuster three-team trade with the Las Vegas Aces, the LA Sparks, and those are the most notable teams because you saw everything happen. Oh, in Seattle, the Seattle Storm, too. Joel Lloyd is now a member of the Aces. Kelsey Plum, a member of the Sparks. What did you make of that? That was kind of a jaw-dropper.
That was a jaw-dropper because, of course, you have someone in Jewel Lloyd who's a multi-time WNBA champion when she played with Breanna Stewart, coming off the most inefficient season of her career. And then, but Kelsey Plum had been so synonymous with this dynasty team in the Aces that it was really shocking to see her go and go back or go to Los Angeles for the first time in her career. So I think it's interesting to break up what has been such a successful formula for a team looking to get back to the WNBA finals. I think Jewel Lloyd is, I don't want to say risky because she's an Olympian as well. So much respect, so much talent and legacy in this league. But Kelsey Plum just fits so perfectly with that team too. Very curious about learning a little bit more about that because I don't know if it's quite the same swap or the upgrade that maybe you might just think at the outset.
Yeah. Hey, Sloan, always happy to chat with you. You do a phenomenal job on all the different networks that you work for, and I'm very appreciative of your time this evening.
Oh, anytime, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Sloan Martin joining us here on The Late Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.